Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Theories of Everything, Holiday Edition. I have this theory that tinsel is actually the spores of some mysterious alien life form. Why else would I have a tree that has never had tinsel on it in a house that has never had tinsel in it with ornaments that haven't had tinsel anywhere near them in over 20 years, and yet still find strands of tinsel caught in the branches or tied around the strings of ornaments or lying on the carpet where any innocent dog could accidentally ingest them and die? Tinsel is very bad for pets. This is true. This isn't just me making up a theory. If a dog or cat ingests tinsel, it can actually wrap around their intestine. This is one of the many reasons I don't buy tinsel anymore. And tinsel is also icicles, in case you don't know the word tinsel. I'm told it's out of fashion these days. I don't care that it's out of fashion. I like the way it sounds, tinsel. I think it reminds me of tensile strength, because you can pull it and stretch it and it thins out and becomes less shiny. And somehow there's something really, I don't know, satisfying about stretching it, like tiny, thin, metallic silver Play-Doh. In any case, alien spores. I think it's a slow, subtle way of taking over the Earth. Eventually, everything will be wrapped in tinsel. It will mess up all of our electronics. It will affect the way we think. And really bad Christmas songs will be penetrated into our brains so that we can think of nothing else. I don't know what you consider a really bad Christmas song. For me, it's bad renditions of Carols of the Bells or any of the novelty songs. For example, if I hear I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas One More Time, I'm probably going to find the person who is playing it and knock them over the head with a toy hippopotamus, and I don't mean a plushie. This ramble is brought to you by the hour 12:04 a.m. and the fact that we are leaving for the airport in 5 hours and we still aren't finished packing. But we watched an episode of Timeless, had a lovely dinner, and I successfully managed to track down a hoodie for my stepfather, which was harder than you might think in 2 days' time. Happy travels to anyone else who is traveling this week. Watch out for alien tinsel. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.